And Heavenly Father, I do pray that this exhortation that is here today, Lord, would be given in the name of Jesus, and that the Holy Spirit would come upon the hearts of the people. We ask it in His name also for that anointing, in Jesus' name. Amen. It was just on my heart before I was asked to pray about the leaders. To say something to you about Joshua. Because you will remember that for 40 years Joshua wandered in the wilderness with everybody else. And God was bringing everybody to a place. He brought them out of Egypt. And a journey that could have taken only 6 months. It took them more than 40 years to make this journey. Because they were wandering around and sinning against God. But finally the time came when God could move His people forward. Mostly because most of those who had sinned had died already. Now we don't expect people in the church of God to die, but we do expect them to leave their sins. And now finally Moses is dead. And it came to pass that God spoke to Joshua. Now I'm not trying to give you a lesson in history. I just simply want you to see the spiritual parallels with yourself. We didn't know anything about Joshua. He was just working quietly in the background. He was just doing what was right in the sight of God. Joshua never served in an army. In Egypt, Israel had no army. But he began to prepare the people to fight. And the hand of God was with him. And it came to pass when Moses died, and the word of the Lord came to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise now and take these people over Jordan." And God gave him a commission. And you know what the commission was very well. Many times God said to him, "You be strong. You be courageous." Why did God tell him to have courage? Because you have to have courage to stand up for God, especially if the people don't agree with you. You have to have courage to carry out the word of the Lord. He says, "You are to observe to do everything that I told Moses to do." Now, as these people have been inducted into the service of God today, they cannot do what they think. They have to work according to the word of God, according to what I've told Moses, my servant, to do. You are to do this. And then he said to him, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that I commanded you." Now you've got to be much in the word of God. I know everybody's busy. But if you're too busy to be in the word, you're too busy to serve God. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, every single thing that makes us busy today,
ዛሬ በጣም ስራ የሚያበዛልን ያንዳንዱ ትንሽ ነገር
we are not taking any of it to heaven
ወደ መንግስተ ሰማይ ማንኛውን ይዘነዋል
we're going to leave it here for the antichrist
ለዚህ ለጸረ ክርስቶስ ተነው ነው የምንሄደው
or somebody else
ወይም ለሌላ
So don't work too hard and leave God out. He gave this command to Joshua. Now what Joshua went out, he immediately went out and started telling the people what to do. He commanded the officers of the people. And he said to them, pass through the host and command the people to prepare food. Now let me tell you that in the work of God, if you have to keep asking people permission to do things, you never get anything done. A lot of these people would not know that God called Joshua. But when they saw Joshua, they'd see the call. And when they heard the commandment, it would make them listen. Because some thinking people would say, well, at least somebody's doing something around here. He said to them, in 3 days, you get food ready, in 3 days we're going to cross Jordan. And so he brings them to Jordan. I've only got a few minutes to speak. So let me put it to you spiritually like this. Egypt is like being born again. We come out of the world into God's world. Egypt is like being born again, coming out of Egypt. Delivered by the blood of the Lamb. Being born of the blood of Christ. But the wandering in the wilderness, what is that? That's dealing with self. That's dealing with the machine in my life that manufactures sin. That's the thing. I have to deal with what comes between me and God. Because God didn't just save my soul, He saved my life. And so all those wanderings in the wilderness are to deal with sin in the inner man. For example, think about this. Some people couldn't even deal with fornication. So thousands died in one day. I don't know what the sin is, but you had better think about this. Is God going to take you into a deeper place with Him, or is He going to leave you where you are?
እግዚአብሔር ወደ እርሱ ጥልቆ ወደ ይወስዳችሁ ነው ወይስ ባላችሁበት እንድትሆኑ ነው የምትፈልጉት?
You know somebody worked it out.
አንሶ መስራት አለበት ለዛ.
That those people had more than 50 funerals a day.
ለኛ ሰዎች በቀን ውስጥ 50 ቀብር ስርዓት ነበራቸው.
Now if you're going to go to a funeral it better be your sin. It better be your sin that's buried not you.
አጥያታችሁ ቢቀበር ይሻላል እናንተ ከምትቀበሩ.
Go to Romans 6.
But would it only mean up 6 to do?
And you understand what I'm talking about.
Me men nagaru minindu honet meredat
chaa. Now they come to the River Jordan.
Kazia wode Yordanus wonz metto.
And Jordan is the beginning of a new life.
Yordanus yehiwot jimmare no.
Now we're going to go into the promised land.
Kazia wode tasfaw meder lemetba.
Now we're going to live for God.
Kazia legzabir nloral.
Now we're going to possess our possessions.
Kazia moros yemigeba.
Now we're going to carry out the things that God has called us to do.
Legzabir ndinsara yitarran neger yemishekebebale.
That crossing the River Jordan is a type of God's sanctification in our lives.
ዮርዳኖስን መሻገር እግዚአብሔር በሕይወታችን የጠራ ቅድስና ነው.
There are weaknesses in the argument, but it is a good argument.
አባሲ ደካማ የሆነ እንትን ውዝግብ አለ ግን መልካም ውዝግብ ነው.
For example, what you're saying to God when you cross the River Jordan, everything belongs to you.
ዮርዳኖስን በምትሻገሩበት ጊዜ ምንድን ነው ለእግዚአብሔር የምትሉት? ሁሉ ነገር ያንተ ነው የምትሉት።
Now what's one of the most difficult things to get hold of in the Christian church?
በክርስቲያን ቤተክርስቲያን ውስጥ አስቸጋሪው አንድ ነገር የሚያስ ነገር ቢኖር
the tongue.
አንደበት ነው።
If we could get hold of that tongue.
ያንን አንደበት መያዝ ብንችል.
Now if you want to know if these people were blessed by God or not, can you imagine hundreds of thousands of people marching around and saying nothing? No Amharic, no English. Not one word. Now if that doesn't show spiritual control, you tell me. Because you see, God was with the people. And they marched around together. You know how it went? When they crossed the River Jordan, the priests went first.
ዮርዳኖስን በተሻገሩበት ጊዜ ካህናቱ ነበር መጀመሪያ።
When they went around Jericho, the army went first.
ኢያሪኮን በሚዞሩበት ጊዜ ሰራዊቱ ነበር ከፊት
ያለው። Those who do battle for the Lord will go first.
ለእግዚአብሔር የሚታገሉ የሚዋጉ ነበሩ ከፊት
ያለው። But if I may put it this way, when God wants to cross the Jordan with you, he will go first.
እናንተን በዚህ መልክ አስቀምጥላችኋለሁ። እግዚአብሔር በዮርዳኖስ ሊመራችሁ ከፈለገ እሱ ከፊት ነው የሚሆነው።
The ark of the covenant of his presence among his people. So they march around Jericho.
በኢያሪኮ ዙሪያ ዞሩ.
And the wall falls down flat in front of them.
በፊትለፊታቸው ያ ግድግዳው መሬት ሆኖ ፈረሰ.
I didn't have time to tell you.
ጊዜ የለኝም ልነግራችሁ.
That before they did this they had to go to a place called Gilgal.
ይሄን ከማድረጋቸው በፊት ግን ገልገላ ወደሚባል ቦታ ነው።
Where those who were not circumcised were circumcised.
ያልተገረዙት ወደሚገረዙበት.
And you know, I'll tell you, that's the rolling away of the reproach of Egypt.
ያ ግብጽን ጉዳይ ማንከባለል ማለት ነው.
And they left a memorial there, 12 stones.
በጃቦታ 12 ድንጋይ በመተው መታሰቢያ አስቀምጡ.
I've been jumping ahead of myself.
እኔ ራሴ እየዘለልኩ ነው ያለው እንግዲህ.
You know, Joshua went out in the evening.
ኢያሱ በመሽት ወጣ.
He was walking towards Jericho.
ወደ ኢያሪኮ ይራመድ ነበር.
Because you see, he's the general of the armies of God.
ደምታው እሱ የእግዚአብሔር ሰራዊት ጀነራል ነበር.
And he's going to have a look to see where they have to go.
ወዴት እንደሚሄዱ ሄዶ ማየት ነበረበት.
And he meets a man with a sword in his hand.
ሰይፍን በእጁ ላይ የያዘ ሰው ጋር ተገናኘ.
And Joshua was a man of war.
ኢያሱ የጦርነት ሰው ነው.
And he says to the man, "Whose side are you on?"
So you know, "አንተ የማን ወገን ነህ?" አለው.
And the man spoke to him.
ያንሰው ተናገረው.
And the man said to him,
"So you እንዲህ አለው.
I'm not here to take sides, I'm here to take over."
እኔስ ካህ ወገን ልይዝ አይደለሁም ለወስድ ነው ያሸንፍ ነው አለው.
We know it was the angel of the covenant.
ታውቃላችሁ የቃል ኪዳን.
And let us never forget the man of the drawn sword. The man with a sword in his hand.
But July save you as on so much that I chill him.
He's here to take over.
But he had the Yanadi Washington.
He said to Joshua, "You're standing on holy ground. Take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground." And as long as Joshua stood on holy ground, God blessed him.
ኢያሱ በዛ ቅዱስ ቦታ አስተቆመ ድረስ እግዚአብሔር ይባርከው.
Everything he did by the commandment of the Lord.
ያደረገው ሁሉ በእግዚአብሔር ትእዛዝ ነው ያደረገው.
Always he would inquire from God.
ሁሉ ጊዜ ከእግዚአብሔር ይጠይቃል.
Let me again speak to every leader.
ለእያንዳንዱ መሪ እስቲ እንደገና ልናገር.
Please be careful.
ባካችሁ ተጠንቀቁ.
You are not here to do what you think.
የምታስቡት ልታደርጉ አይደለም በዚያ.
You are here to do what God says.
እግዚአብሔር ያለውን ልታደርጉ.
And you're not going to know what God says if you don't spend a lot of time with him.
እግዚአብሔር ጋር ብዙ ጊዜ ካልወሰዳችሁ እሱ የሚለውን ልታውቁ አትችሉ.
Many years ago,
ከብዙ አመታት በፊት,
a young couple came to see me.
እኔ ወጣት ባልና ሚስቶች ሊመለከቱ ይመጡ.
And they said, we need help. I said, what's wrong? Well, they said, we have been engaged for more than a year. And many months ago, we asked the church if we could get married. And they keep telling us we have to wait until we hear from God. And we told them we are getting tempted. We want to get married. And the church said to us, there is an elder considering your situation. I said to them, who's your elder? I didn't go to their church. Who's your elder? And they told me the name of a man. I said, he is not a man of prayer. You'll wait for another year for him to hear from God. I advise you to leave that church and go and find an elder who prays. Now I hope you get the point. Sometimes God does make us wait. But most of the time he speaks to us. And when he doesn't, we need to get off the subject. Lord, what has come between you and me? You haven't even told me to wait. You've told me nothing. And he will tell you something you've got to put right. And then you'll hear his voice again. When we disobey God, the Holy Spirit retreats into hurt silence in our lives. But you know what happened. One man stole something. I coveted. I saw and I took. And I hid it. Now at the same time as this sin was going on under the direction of Satan, Joshua realized they had to take the city of Ai. So he sent a couple of spies to have a look and see what they should need to do. And they said, oh, it's just a small place. Just send up 2,000 or 3,000 men. That's okay. So they did it and 36 of them died. And Joshua got down on his face before God. Remember, this is the first time he'd ever seen a defeat. He tore his clothes and he lay on the ground all day. And this is how he prayed. Boy, did he sound like a grumbling Israelite. And I thought he was a leader. Oh Lord, these people are going to kill us. Oh Lord, what are the people around here going to say of us? They won't be frightened of us anymore. They'll think that they can push us around. And God said to him, you get up. Why are you lying on your face? Ladies and gentlemen, there is a time to pray. There's a time to stop praying and do something. Do what's right. And God, you know how God showed him who the sinner was. I found a remarkable thing when I was studying this recently. The tribe that Achan belonged to. Do you remember that girl Tamar that her father-in-law wouldn't give her a husband?
ታስተውሳላችሁ ያቺ ህማር አባቷ ባል ሊሰጣት ያልፈለገ
So finally she went out on the road and he treated her like a harlot
ከዛ ወጣችና እንደ ሴተኛ አዳሪ ሆና ሰውየው ቀረበችው
And then she said to him you're the one that did this when he was going to kill her for having a baby
ስለማርገዟ ሊገላት የፈለገው ምናለው አንተ ለሄነን ያደረገው አለችው
Anyway, it was from that baby that Achan's family came. You see how terrible sin is. It will come right down all those years, all those generations, and strike the people of God. We have to be so careful. And he dealt to the family. And then after that, they were able to go forward. They didn't send 3,000 people, soldiers to Ai this time. They sent 30,000. And Joshua stood with the spear of God in his hand. And he pointed it at the city. And the city was defeated. Where do you think Joshua learned that? He learned it from Moses, remember? When Moses and Aaron and Hur were up on the hill praying. Always remember, dear friends, that the real work of God goes forward in prayer. And he built an altar to the Lord. And then he wrote the law upon stones, and all the people read it. Now that's the introduction. Now there's the rest of the message. The whole of the promised land lays in front of them. Now they must go out and conquer it. Let me say something to you. Before you can conquer the promised land, you have to conquer Jericho. And as a church, I think you have conquered some Jericho. As a Christian, you need to ask yourself, do I have a Jericho? And here's another thought. Do I have an Achan in my heart? Because if you don't, if you as a Christian, if you and I as Christians don't find out Achan will find out us. This made God very angry. So I leave you with this thought, dearly beloved. The promised land is in front of you. Now go out and conquer it. Or wait on, I better say something else. God said to Joshua, I give you the promised land. I give you the king. I give you the land. I give you the mighty men. So what did Joshua do? Did Joshua do what the 21st century church seems to do? Oh, God's going to do a wonderful thing. God's going to give us this. God's going to give us that. No, he didn't. He went out and conquered. And just because God tells you that he's going to give you something doesn't mean you don't have to go after it. You've got to do it. The Bible says that you're crucified with Christ. Well, we don't want it in the Bible, we want it in your heart. And you've got to ask God, send the Holy Spirit to bring me to the cross. Send the Holy Spirit to deal with my heart. please don't say what many do. Well, I am complete in Christ. The Lord will build His church. God will do a work in my heart. Dear friends, when Adam and Eve were made by God in the Garden of Eden, they had nothing to do with it. God got some dust to the ground and made a man out of it. And then He made a woman. But in our Christian lives, in the promised land, God wants us to be co-laborers together with Him. He wants us to put off the old man, put on the new. He wants us to apprehend and get hold of what we've been apprehended for by Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to carry our Bibles, He wants us to read them. He doesn't want us to talk about prayer, He wants us to pray. And as I said in the letter, let other people talk about the Holy Spirit. I've noticed that some people who talk about the Holy Spirit are the ones who seem to know Him the least. Because when He comes, my goodness, it's a big change. It's something wonderful. And then you start saying, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. So I leave you with Joshua and the promised land in front of you. Try not to look back too much. And do not judge those who do not live across the Jordan with you. Because God let them go and stay on the other side. That's not your business. They will do something for God there. God is with them. But you go on. Oh, I want to keep talking. Now, I don't see any Joshuas here. Anyway, one Joshua is enough. So be a Caleb. Be a Caleb. What was Caleb? He was the other man who lived beside Joshua. He always carried the vision of God in his heart. He never sought a position for himself. He suffered with the people of God in the desert. And it wasn't his fault. But his heart was in Canaan. And he just quietly passes over with everybody else. And then 5 years later, he says to Joshua, God gave me a promise. God spoke to me. Joshua, give me this mountain. I will fight for it. He's not saying to Joshua, you better do something for me. What about my mountain? I'll fight for it. Now you may be one of the quiet ones. But you can take a mountain. Don't forget that. God bless you.